morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh, this first Sunday in 2015. We made it. Traditionally, the 6th of January, we're not quite there yet, tends to be in the history of the church, the celebration of the Epiphany. Right, and when we think of Epiphany, what do we think of? Well, what were your little words there we had?
Light going off in my head.
Yeah. The light bulb goes off, right? Okay.
Appearance.
Manifestation.
There you go. Yeah, and so for the Christian tradition, when we think of Epiphany in the context of Jesus, we tend to think about the manifestation of the Christ child, the appearance of light and darkness, and Matthew's infancy narrative speaks about this appearance and this manifestation being witnessed and testified to by the wise men. Today we'd like to kind of look go back to that story about the wise men in Matthew's infancy narrative and see what kind of insights we can have that impact our own spiritual formation, gentlemen. All right, that's kind of our task for the day. Who would like to read from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12? All right, Mark.
I'll read.
All right, Dan.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you. Okay, gentlemen, initial responses.
Well, for me, the way this really stuck out to me was the faith that these Magi had. I think they actually followed the star because it was written and it was told to them. They did it without question. They went to this baby, this child, and bowed down to him. Also, another thing that stuck out to me was the gifts that they brought him, the frankincense, the myrrh, and the gold, the treasures they presented to him was like an offering. And I kind of bring that into contemporary terms as these offerings, the way we can give Jesus and give God our offerings is through service, through fulfilling what we're meant to be, to the best of our abilities, being priests and rulers.
Okay. It kind of makes you wonder how wise they really are. I mean, I bet if you asked a woman, they'd probably think these are a bunch of idiots. I mean, it's kind of a man story. A woman would say, what can a baby do with frankincense, gold, and myrrh? Where are the... Where's the crib? Where's the diapers? Where's the bottles? Baby doesn't need a bunch of that stuff. I mean, these guys are a bunch of idiots. But it's not really the point. So, how wise are they? I think sometimes we look at a contemporary reading and we think about, we bring, on Sunday mornings, we bring our tithes and offerings in, we bring our worship. But is there more? Is there more? And we'll get to that. You were going to say something?
When it says from the east, and I'm sure that they were anticipating a Messiah from studying in the past, and they weren't exactly Jews, they were Gentiles.
Okay.
Coming and inquiring about this light that they, the new light into the world, and the, you know, as I said, the author scripture before was all about a Messiah, coming Messiah, and the light was, you know, to me, in my dark world in the past, the way I was living was really dark, and coming here to LCM, the Jesus has become a light, opening up whole new way of doing things, and taught me to be servant, you know, to those around me, you know. I mean, and I don't get it right all the time, you know, but I try my best too, you know. And,
sure.
And I'm growing progressively. We all are here, you know.
So you're seeing some connection between the light of the star and a dark sky as being resting over really what becomes light to the world through the Christ child.
Yeah, and restorations, you know.
Okay, all right.
To, you know, God sent this light to restore everything through Christ. He's a representation of restoring everything.
And so your response to that restorative act of light in your dark world would be akin to what Frank was talking about, seeing in the wise men, is that that takes a lot of faith and even a bowing down, a lifestyle of worship.
Worship service.
Okay, they're nodding their heads, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's radio, gentlemen. Doug, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I just thinking about it. I think Matthew's you know using wise men and magi because they're the ones who are the know-it-alls. You know, they're the ones that can interpret, you know, the dreams or tell people what they need to do. And to me, relating with that is you know I used to think I knew it all. You know, my best thinking got me here. You know, I think it's Matthew's really portraying that. Everything we think we know, you know, must die, you know, and there is another way. There's a star, there's this baby, and baby Jesus, and it's a new way, a new creation. And for me, you know, I just, you know, I found a new way, I found a new life, a new beginning. And when he says in verse 11, and they bowed down and worshiped him, you know, bowed down to me is to obey him. And then worship him is to serve him. So, I mean, that goes along with our priests and rulers studies and just a better way that I was living before.
Good.
A new meaning.
I think about the fact that, you know, they didn't have the Bible. They didn't have, you know, we have hindsight. They were just drawn, you know, by their faith, like we talked about, to this new light. I think about being drawn here, you know. I didn't know, you know, on my way here, what to expect, other than I had hope for a better way, you know. I didn't make the correlation then, you know, of light and dark, but. I was compelled to come here, you know, and much like they found baby Jesus, you know, I'm finding Jesus here in a new way. That, you know, that's what runs through my mind when, you know, when I break it down. I try to identify with, you know, them at that time rather than, you know, reading a story or hearing a story at Christmas about, you know, this mental picture we get of them on the backs of camels riding across the desert to this manger, you know, when I put myself in that time period, you know, I think it was much different. You know, they were drawn.
And so, yeah, all right, let's kind of run with that just briefly. I think, all right, having coming out of the Christmas season and, you know, Lenawee County Mission, we went to several churches. We're all familiar with the creche story. We even went to one church where it had a children's pageant, right? And sometimes we can catch ourselves, like I've heard this story, you know, depending on how old you are, I've heard this story a lot. Can we hurry up and get done with it? I already know how it ends. right? And I think we do ourselves a harsh injustice. Not only at a children's pageant, I mean, we fail to respect, kind of the pure innocence of children. So we're not doing them justice, but we're not doing ourselves justice because we're not really taking into consideration, what were these guys up to? I think part of what Matthew's trying to demonstrate is that all over the world, there were people yearning for a new way. And that this star, this light in the midst of darkness, and we talked about before. I mean, Matthew's using some midrashic technique on structuring his little parable here, but stars don't make left-hand turns. We've mentioned that before, but it is elsewhere in the Bible. God reveals God's self or God's presence or God's new insight of light in darkness, right? Even with the glory of the Lord shone all around them. I mean, you get this idea that there's this brightness. So somehow or another, this yearning that these men, right, which maybe not so wise, but they're wise in the sense that they are yearning for the truth, and that truth reveals itself in the midst of darkness, and they will follow that. And when they get there, yes, they bring some gifts, but is it really about the gifts that we bring on a Sunday morning? Is it really about the gift of my tithe or offering, about my worship? Is that really what the gift is about, or is it about my receiving a gift? Yeah, and isn't the gift that we receive, that the wise men receive the gift of the Christ child, the gift of the birth of the new creation, of which they've been yearning for, of which now they can participate in. And we're going to participate in the new creation, and part of that is just what you're talking about, Doug. We need to learn a new way of life. Right? It becomes our response to the gift given to us. How does that impact your life? Is it so much about your gifts, or what is it about the gift? I mean, that's what they find. That's what the star leads them to.
Hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I get from the gift, is hope of a better way.
Yes, hope of a better way.
Okay. Aaron's over here.
Same thing.
He's nodding his head. Yeah.
I think hope builds faith. They kind of go hand in hand.
And isn't it something, when we show up at Lenawee County Mission, our life is really full of a lot of despair. And despair is nothing more than the absence of hope.
Right.
And so we overcome our despair by discovering a newfound hope. Then what you said, you start applying faith to that, right? Trusting in that hope, right? Which is future oriented. The birth of the creation has taken place. This fulfillment is yet to be done. But you are given that gift as an opportunity to participate in that new creation, which means there's a new way that we do this. So then faith gets lived out by that act of grace, as Paul would say.
All right. Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's like, a start to a new transformation. Dying to my, failures. Because, when I come here, I was a failure, I was shameful, I was guilt-ridden, and it offers me that hope through a transformation and then another way to get rid, put that thing, die to those labels, identities that I, took up, and then gain a new identity through Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
Still trying to find my, receive that gift of hope. I'm coming here to the mission. I've been offered the gift, and now I'm in the process of, learning how to receive it.
Good. Well, gentlemen, welcome to 2015. May our prayer be that your encounter, your epiphany of the gift is more and more realized. So thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.